Tulagi Hotel by Heike Hietala, Book Brothers Production. Published by Citruna Kustanis in 2024. Narrated by AI Voice, Michael. To Lena Mari, Ossie, and Paavo. And to Wells Norris, who flew those skies. Chapter 1. Jack! Hey, Jack! Wake up, there's someone to see you.
Oh, go away, Martin. I'm dead.
The man on the bed didn't bother to face Martin in the doorway or even open his eyes. Instead, he rolled to his left and curled up. Undeterred, Martin rushed to the bed and shook Jack with vigor, then bounced back to the doorway and swayed, hanging on the doorframe, knees bent. Jack! Martin wasn't about to give up so easily. I think you want to see who came in today. No one's coming today. Not that I know of, at least. Go away and fix my funeral. He curled up even tighter and pulled the covers over his head. Martin let out an exasperated sigh and returned to the task at hand. Jack. She flew in on the Transoceanic last night, and now she's here. She stayed at Sir Randolph's guest house overnight at Tulagi, and they brought her here just now. She says she knew Don. She wants to talk to you about Don Wheeler. Martin pulled the covers off Jack's head to reveal an unkempt, unshaven man in his early 30s, hangover incarnate. Martin shook his head. You should know better, Jack. Never ever drink with the headmen. Their beer is not of this world. Besides, you need to get up anyway. No time to sleep all day. Jack tried to force his eyelids open, but now Martin was standing against the bright morning light flooding the hut. From the open doorway, the blacksmith's in Jack's head accelerated to full speed. The blood rushing between his ears sounded like a mighty furnace bellows, driven on by a feverish pulse. Come on, you want to see this lady. She's not here for a holiday. Pushing himself up, Jack sat upright on the bed. With unfocused eyes, he tried to stand but fell back on the mattress instead, hitting his head on the curve of the corrugated iron wall. With a strained effort, Jack finally stood up and managed to train his eyes on the porch, bathing in the brilliant Solomon Island sun. A lady in a light dress with flowers stood there, on the porch. In her hand, she held a purse, and beside her was a leather Gladstone valise. Pushing Martin's extended arm away, Jack dragged his feet to the door, painfully aware of the finesse his appearance lacked this morning. "Jack McGuire?" The lady smiled. So nice to finally meet you. I'm Kay Wheeler. The lady held out her hand. Jack took it and felt her firm grip. He tried to fix the name with someone Don might have mentioned when they flew together way back when, but his brain flashed, no match. But then, that morning, even his mother's name might have pressed him hard. Eventually, the lady's surname registered. A relation of Don's? A sister or something? Hello, he managed. Have a seat. Martin stepped in, sparing a disgusted glance for Jack. Would you like something to drink? All we have is gin and tonic and some local beer, I'm afraid, but I think the gin would be safer. Kay nodded. That would be great, thank you. It's so hot already. It's not like this in Boston. She sat down on a rickety director's chair on the porch. Martin nodded and went inside to the small wooden cabinet to make her a drink. By now, Jack had his head a bit clearer, and he was running at double time. Boston? Don had never mentioned Boston. Meanwhile, Martin had returned to the porch and had passed the drink to the lady, who smiled her thanks and had a sip. I always thought Don was from Washington, Jack ventured. Yes, he was born in Seattle. But I met him in New Mexico in 1939. We married in 1940 and you sailed out with him in July 1942. Jack was stunned. Don was married. As far as he knew, Don Wheeler was the archetype of the womanizing fighter pilot. Indeed, his wallet was among the thickest Jack had seen, not because of greenbacks, but because of phone numbers hastily scribbled on the backs of restaurant bills, napkins, and any other stationery available on the move. So how come